Good evening.
Well, it is a great privilege to be here with you tonight. I remember when I got saved in a very loose and free atmosphere like this. I want to introduce my wife before I forget and then I get in trouble. Mike, will you stand up, honey? Daughter, Charisse, will you stand up, honey? And Samuel, our big boy. And we have two more children in heaven with the Lord. My wife had four premature pregnancies, and these two survived, and the others are waiting for us in heaven with the Lord. Tonight, before we go into the scriptures and share a little bit of what we have been doing in Spain, I would like to share with you my testimony, how I came to know Christ. I was invited when I was 17 years of age to a summer camp in Florida, in Hollywood. And they told me there will be pretty girls over there, a lot of games and a lot of fun. So I said, I will go. But they did not tell me that they will have a lot of Bible studies all day long. So I got sick very, very fast. I went to the bathroom and stayed there a long time. I could not hold that type of atmosphere for more than 2 days. So the third day, I skipped the camp and I was all day out. They caught me that afternoon when I was coming in. All the big shots of that camp were around me, and I was really embarrassed. So I said to myself, even though I don't care anything about Jesus or the Bible or religion, I will stay tonight. My friends gave me $20 to come to this camp just to be nice with them. I'll stay tonight and listen. Okay, that night they were preaching a dedication message so Christians would dedicate their life to Christ. But the preacher was faithful. Before he gave that invitation to the Christians to make the gospel clear one more time, and that night I understood for the first time John 3:16, that even though I didn't care for God and I was running away, God loved me, and Jesus came and died for my sins. Amen. And that if I would be wise enough to trust Him, I would not go to hell or perish, but I will have eternal life. I thought I had to be good, cut my hair, keep the Ten Commandments, give money to the church, and maybe someday, if I was lucky, God would let me go into heaven. I was taught that good boys go to heaven and bad boys go to hell, and I knew where I was going. I knew I was bad. But that night, Ephesians 2:8 and 9 was made very clear to me. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I got to a point that I said to myself, I'll be a fool to reject God's gift, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that night when the preacher gave the invitation, probably my hand was the first one up. And right in that moment, the August 4th, 1971, when I was 17, I felt a great peace. I felt that God was forgiving me right in that moment. I felt good. Right away, I got involved in the work of the local church. I went to Bible college 4 years. I got saved in 1971. In 1977, the Lord sent me as a missionary to Spain. But how did He send me? When I finished those 4 years of Bible college, I took 2 days of fasting and prayer, and I went to a hotel room in Hollywood Beach, Florida. And I was praying with the world map before me. And I was saying, God, will you let me know where you want me to go? I'm ready. I read Mark 16:15, and that was for me, going to all the world. I said, God, I'm ready. So when I finished those 2 days of fasting and prayer, it was very clear to me that God was calling me to go to Spain. So that summer, I went to Spain. I didn't have much. I didn't have a church that was backing me up. My church did not know that God was calling me. I didn't tell them by this time. So I did not have the conviction to go with a mission field, a mission board, because I read in the Bible that the first missionaries went out from the local church.
Yeah.
So I had that conviction. So I took a 30-day trip to Spain on my own and in those 30 days I visited 28 cities, and I talked to the pastors and to Christian workers so they could give me information about the work. I was spying the land. So that was in 1977. In 1978, I shared with my pastor that God was calling me. So one day, the pastor was preaching and he started crying. And And he said, well, Alex wants to go to the mission field. If you want to back him up, yes, put your wallets in the offering plate. And God provided in 1 month $4,000 that we needed to make the move. So we went to the mission field with 50% of our support. In 1978, we went with $400 and we were living by faith. And $400 then was half of what we needed. But we felt that God was calling us and we went. Amen. And we were living by faith on a daily basis. We did not have blankets to cover ourselves in northern Spain. It was cold. We covered ourselves with our coats the best we could. And God provided a bed for Samuel and blankets. I was 4 to 6 hours a day on the streets talking to people about Christ. On the parks, in the squares, house to house. In the first 6 months on our fifth floor apartment with no elevator, there was like 20 people meeting there. So after 4 years' time, our support ended. And when we left, there were three brothers that got saved, baptized, and trained in that work that stayed back leading the church. So even though Spain is a hard country, the Lord has given us the opportunity to win, baptize, and train some people and now send them into their work. Right now, we have been doing missionary work in three cities. We are in our third city. And to this third city, a team of six Spaniards that got saved in that first missionary work came with my wife and I to reach their own people. And we have been preaching in the capital of Spain, in Madrid, for 2.5 years straight, several times a week, doing street preaching.
Amen.
And God has given us a group of 50, 60, 100 people. I don't have the slides here with me, but you could have seen it. One man that went one day and he heard the gospel, he got saved right before we came. And he was crying and saying, thank you that I went one day and you preached the gospel that day. Thank you that I have a church family. My life was a mess. And I'm so glad that I know Jesus. Amen. And I'm so glad that I have a church family. And we have other testimonies like that. And we just want to praise God that He has given us the opportunity to reach some people for Christ. So these are some of the things that we are doing in Spain. My wife is having a great ministry with the women in Madrid now. She has evangelistic breakfast in the morning, and they invite the neighbors, and they go and she share Christ with them. And what a great privilege to know that you are a missionary church and that you're interested in hearing things like this and praying for people like us. We need your prayers. And that's why we took the time to come from Miami, Florida here. We went all the way to Juarez, El Paso, Mexico, yes, asking people to pray and sharing God's work. So I hope that our testimony will encourage you to pray for us. We need your prayers. So this will give us an introduction. Don't worry, I won't preach long tonight. But if you open your Bibles to Acts chapter 1, I'm sorry, we will read some verses all the way through verse 9. And I'm going to read one verse and then you all answer me with the next verse and all the way through verse 9. Our God, which are in heaven, we thank you so much for this missionary conference. We thank you for this friendly church. We thank you, God, that you are here with us tonight. And we pray now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts and Him being our main teacher, that He will teach us tonight. Teach me and speak to me tonight and speak to our brothers here. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory for it. Amen. Verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen by 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
May therefore come together and ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power.
Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
And when he hath spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Can we repeat one more time, verse 8, please? But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses of both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Mine is a King James too, but it seems that it's not as inspired as yours. I'm sorry. Tonight, I would like to share with you just a few thoughts on missionary work. I know that we are in a missionary conference and that God has been speaking to you about seeking the Lord. And God has been doing great things. And I have heard that you are a great testimony to San Antonio. That you really have a heart for missions. And that you're putting out a great chunk of your income to missions. And I praise God for that. You are really a great example to me and to the whole world. And since we are in a missionary work, I would like to say in first place that missionary work is the desire of God. We read here that Jesus says, I'm prophesying that you will be my witnesses all over the world. Jesus said, you will start here in your city, then go on, reach your own country, and then after that, continue to the whole world. Amen. So Jesus made a prophecy